We have learned and will continue to learn with President Marvin Krisloff from Oberlin College, Bill Russell, and I, Paula Gordon. It's possible that the best thing I have learned in a lifetime, it's not the answers, it's the questions that matter. Isn't that part of what you're saying, Bill, about learning? Isn't that part of what you're saying, President Krisloff?
The engagement, absolutely, absolutely.
It's so tempting to look for the one-handed lawyer, the quick fix, the easy answer. And what do you do to counter that? Because when kids leave a college, or when they leave eighth grade, it isn't Kansas anymore once you get outside.
Well, and I think we do need to set up a system that reinforces that. And so I do think that it's important to say to the students, it's important to the quality of your questions and the quality of the answers that you try to provide is what's important. It's not necessarily getting the right answer. And in my teaching, one of the things I try to do are structure problems that don't have answers. And to say, it's okay if you don't have a clear-cut answer, but it's important for you to show me that you're thinking about it in a methodical way. You're looking at data or evidence or whatever it is that in your discipline, and that you're thinking through those things, and you also can identify how you might further explore it outside of the context of whatever problem or project we're working on. And it's hard because I don't think that we necessarily give that message to young people, and it is a very rush culture, and the pace. I mean, it's very fast. And what we're talking about,
and we're really, really tempted to the easy answers and orthodoxy and the dogmatic.
Well, and it saves time. It saves time, and time is our most valued commodity. But I think it's important for us who are in positions to teach or to inspire to say that it's okay to take a little bit longer, and it's okay to acknowledge difficulty, and it's okay to acknowledge that we don't have it right. And so one of the things I try to do is tell students, I don't know the answer to this, and that's okay. And probably you shouldn't feel that you know the answer either. You should be grappling with it. You should be working at it. I should see you struggling. And that's the way that we show that there's something important going on. You know, I was thinking back to your question earlier about how can we think about it. And I do think there may be an opportunity here to employ some of the senior citizens of this country as well. And, you know, one of the things in Oberlin that I'm very excited about is we have a Kendall, which is a senior living center. And there are many, many retired professors as well as people who come to the area. And just recently something very nice that happened was some of the seniors at Kendall, retired professors, actually taught in the local high schools. And it was tough. It was tough, and they did a very, very good job. And
Tough for whom?
Well, it was tough, for them, because of the length of the day. And the kind of work. But I'm told that they did a wonderful job and that the students really appreciated them. And I'm wondering if that may be sort of the next Teach for America type of innovation, to think about having people who've retired. Because as we move on as a country, we're going to have more and more retired people. And many of them have very lively minds and are going to want to be doing things. And they may want to do things like this type of a social service project or an educational project. Just, you know, there are constantly ways we have to think about in taking scarce resources and trying to plow them back into our educational system, because I don't think that we can expect that there's going to be a massive infusion of money. And so maybe I'm always looking for new ways to leverage what resources we have and try to plow them back into education.
I'm an engineer. Most problems are soluble.
Yes.
The trick is to collect the, you know, a sufficient amount of data, not infinite amounts. You don't need to over research it, but you have to study it, work at it, and then first you have to care. First thing is, you know, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a decision to make the journey, and then the preparation, and then the first step. And I think what you're talking about is all of that has to come together. That rather than, and this is part of the liberal education, it's not just a simple answer, but it does require the will.
Thank you for having the will, President Marvin Krisloff. Keep up the good work. More to come.
Thank you.
Education is much too important to be left solely in the hands of professionals. We thank Marvin Krisloff for his openness and for his commitment to improving the quality and impact of education. We thank him for his time and for his friendship. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.